Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Selecting the short films that run during the Milwaukee Film Festival is no easy task. The call goes out in March for entries, and that's also when the festival seeks out short films that have gotten critical praise at other festivals around the world.
And so the group that winnows down the list watches more than 1,000 short films among them in order to come up with a manageable list. That group is headed by Anna Sompers, who also does grant writing for the festival. The result is the festival's Shorter is Better collection.
But Sompers tells Lake Effect's Mayan Silver that not all the films they consider actually do live up to the shorter is better mantra.
I don't think anyone sets out to make a terrible short. I think everyone, all of those filmmakers had the best of intentions, and I'm sure that they're very proud of their work. It's a balance to try and find shorts that are right for our festival, right for our audience, that work within the different themed programs that we have. There's ones that are still amazing and I can't program every year, and that is really upsetting that there's some great shorts out there that we just don't have time for to put in the festival, or something didn't work out and we weren't able to get them. But yeah, it's definitely, it's a process. It takes a long time. We wrap it up by the end of July. We have to have all of our films selected and booked.
So from March to July, you're sitting and watching 500 short films.
Yes.
What is that experience like? Like, what was your summer like?
It was mostly spent inside, sitting on my couch with my laptop on my lap and my dog next to me begging me to go on a walk. I just sort of plow through. You watch about 2 to 3 hours of shorts at a time. At this point, I can kind of fast forward through the shorts a little bit and sort of get a feel for what kind of a short film I'm working with. But yeah, it's a lot of watching, and there's really no way to get around it, and there's not a ton of shortcuts that you can take.
What are you looking for? When does that ding, ding, ding happen when you watch a film and you're like, this has to be shown?
I specifically am looking for an interesting story, a story that you haven't necessarily seen before, or if you have seen that story before, that it's told in a unique way. And I think shorts do that really, really well. You can have the same sort of general theme, but you can tell it in a completely different way when you're working with a short film. So you can take something like a, you know, age-old story, coming-of-age story that would take a feature-length film 90 minutes to tell, and you can tell that same story in 3 minutes in a short. So that's what I love when you see something that really catches your eye and you say, wow, this is super interesting. I've never seen that before done in that way.
I kind of, after watching shorts, I love watching the shorts in the film festival. The experience seems to me is like having a shot of espresso instead of like, you know, a latte or something that would take a lot longer. It's, you know, it's a concentrated ability to make an impact on a viewer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I really respect short filmmakers. I think that making a short film is just as difficult as making a feature film because, you know, you have 3, 5, 10 minutes to tell the same story that feature filmmakers tell in 90 minutes. And so you have to make some very calculated cuts, edits. You have to know exactly what you're putting in and why you're putting it in. So you have to be a really talented filmmaker to make a really good short.
And so some of these, what are the shorts?
The different themes.
What are the different themed programs that you have this year at the film festival?
Well, we have 7 of them are themes that we've had in the past. So we have the midnight shorts, which are a little bit raunchy, a little bit scary. Definitely read the program book description and decide whether or not you're comfortable seeing those shorts. We also have Date Night, which is incredibly popular. Those screenings almost sell out every year. So those are shorts all about love, love lost, love found, love in the process of being love. We have our Let's Get Animated program, which are all animated shorts of various topics, different genres of animation. That's a really cool, really beautiful program this year. We have our Out of This World selection, which is sort of a Twilight Zone, kind of like midnight light shorts. Not too scary, but you're going to see something unexpected in those shorts. And then we have our sports shorts, shorts about sports, and those obviously are all about sports, but you don't have to be a sports fan to enjoy those shorts. I know almost nothing about sports, and I'm the one who programmed those shorts, so they're kind of for everyone. with a general sports theme. Then we have Stories We Tell. And in those shorts, the characters tell a story, basically. I really like that program sort of for first-timers, people who've maybe never been to a shorts program, because you get all different genres in that program, documentary, animated, narrative. It's a great entryway into what shorts are all about. Then we have Stranger Than Fiction, which is our documentary shorts program. So that's a really interesting program, too, because it covers a lot of different topics, but they're all true. They're all documentaries. And then this year, the new theme that I have is Surprise, Surprise. And those shorts all have a surprise, either in the actual storyline or they sort of took a unique way of telling that story. They all kind of pushed the boundaries with political correctness in some way. Most of them are hilarious. So read the description on that one. Know what you're in for, but I would highly recommend it. It's one of my favorite programs this year.
In all of those different categories, are there things that sort of unite the experience of seeing a short in those? You know, it seems like a good short would either make you think or make you connect in some way to the characters or to what's going on. Is that something unifying over all the shorts series?
Yeah, I think, you know, we take a lot of care in the order that the shorts play within the program. So, you know, we think about the storyline or the mood that each short has, and we work really hard to kind of make that entire journey from one short to the next a really like smooth ride and really enjoyable, and so that you're not too jarred going from one short to the next, and that each short plays really well off of each other. So, yeah, I mean, I think you connect with the characters in that specific short, and then you move on, and you have the previous short in your memory bank, and it sort of feeds into the next one, but hopefully in a really nice way that makes the whole program really enjoyable to watch.
What are some of the keys that you look for in those transitions?
You don't want to have anything terribly sad right next to anything, you know, laugh out loud funny, unless you're kind of transitioning out of that. You sort of want to have, you know, if something's a little bit more serious, takes you kind of on a downward, low energy turn, and then you sort of come out of that. You know, you don't want to leave the audience on like a really sad, sour note at the very end of the program, unless it's by design and you want them to walk away sort of thinking about whatever the last short was about. So yeah, you kind of have to think about, how are people going to feel going into this program? Where do you want the program to peak? And how do you want to leave the audience when they walk out of the theater?
One of the shorts is Joe's Violin. Mm-hmm. That's in the Stranger Than Fiction section.
Yes.
How would you describe that one?
It's an amazing short. My screening committee gave it one of the highest average ratings out of the entire 8 years that I've been doing this. So they loved it. It's a documentary. It has an elderly man who used to own this violin, donated it to a school instrument drive. And then you get the new journey of this young girl who received the violin. So it kind of ties in a lot of different topics, a lot of history, but also looking towards the future.
That's an example of a documentary style short film. But then there are also fictional films and ones that play with the fantastical, or, you know, there's a whole section that you have.
The out of this world shorts. All kind of like play with fantasy. You're not really sure what to expect. You should expect the unexpected, because sort of anything can happen in that program.
And one of those, of the out of this world unexpected, is called Where You Are.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of an allegorical short, you know, where they're taking a metaphor about parenting.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come as part of the out of this world?
Yeah, when I saw that short, you know, it starts out very simply. A mother is playing hide and seek with her son, and you're not really sure where it's going to go. It seems very normal. And then all of the sudden, they kind of tip through the looking glass, so to speak, and enter this crazy world where anything can happen, anything does happen. She sort of takes a maybe imagined, maybe real journey through all these different moments and maybe imagined moments in her son's life. And all these strange characters pop up, and you're not really sure what's happening at all. And yet, you know, it makes it makes sense because you see these different touchstone moments in what you imagine to be her son's life. So it takes something very familiar, which is a, you know, parent raising their son and all of the difficult moments that are going to come up, and then puts it in a completely unfamiliar world and takes you on that journey. And I thought that short was really, really interesting. And I don't know that I've ever really seen any short do something like that so well.
Do shorts use their ability to transcend reality in order to show us something about our lives? That's kind of what that one seemed to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it takes you into this completely unknown, crazy space. You know, the audience member never has any idea what's coming next, what's real, when are we going to wake up from this dream, if it is a dream. Yeah, I think it does it really well, showing you this crazy little snapshot of something that you've never seen before, and yet the emotions that the mother feels in this search for her son are very real and something that, you know, everyone can kind of relate to.
Well, and another example of a character kind of going into the fantastical to express where they are in life was called Chez Moi, My Home.
Yeah, I love that short. It's an animated short. It's in our Let's Get Animated program. It follows a young boy whose mother comes home and he discovers that his mother is dating a crow. And it's a very large crow. It's sort of the size of a man, and he wears human clothes, but he's a crow nonetheless. I really love animated shorts that do that take a very simple story, you know, a young boy and his mom is dating someone new and he doesn't really like it. And, you know, everyone knows that story, but in this animated world, it's a crow. And like that just throws such a fantastical element into this story and is told so well through the animation. And it just, you know, it makes you feel such real emotions.
Well, and amazingly, there's no dialogue in the animation.
Yeah. What people don't realize is you can get just as attached to the characters in a 5-minute film as you can in a 90-minute feature film. So, you know about their life, you know where they're coming from, you know what journey they're on, and you've done all that in 5 minutes. And so, yeah, I really love that about shorts, that they just kind of suck you in. You immediately know the world that you're in, and you can enjoy it for as long as it lasts.
Well, Anna Sompers, thank you so much for coming and talking about the shorts.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Anna Sompers programs the Shorter is Better series of short films for the Milwaukee Film Festival. She spoke with Mayan Silver, and you'll find a link to the full film guide at wuwm.com.